Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hail Varsity Radio.
Hey, back with you on Coffee and Cream in the Morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. Damon Benning, Andrew Rogers, joined again by Sam McEwen, the sports editor of the Omaha World-Herald, at SW McEwen, O-W-H, on Twitter. Sam, we appreciate you rejoining us for this segment. We know you're busy heading down to Pro Day, but once again, welcome back.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you. I will not be at Pro Day today.
Oh, you won't? I'm sorry, assuming.
The World Herald's All-State Basketball photo shoot is today. I'm going to be at that.
Oh, now that? Ooh, boy, do I want to pick your brain.
Yeah, you want to pick my brain.
Sam?
I'm not an expert on that, but I am going to be at the photo shoot. Well, now, I will say, it'll be on Sunday, and one of the 10 is out of town. So it'll be kind of clever the way we reveal that person. But, yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. We're looking forward to it.
Huh. Now I'm distracted. Hey, let me. So Sam, you know, I'm not just gonna keep bragging, because I think people have heard me for years. Know that I think a ton of kind of your approach and measure and aptitude and all sorts of other things. I think one of the things that's interesting with this staff is Coach Rule said something the other day. He goes, you know, I know people will say this and they'll say that, and they're like, oh man, he. I'm gravitating to this, and oh, this is all I ever wanted to hear. And he said, you know, you have to be careful, because in 3 years, you'll hear me say the exact same thing. There are just some core things that I believe in, that I believe everybody should know, that I will always talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Whose responsibility is that to receive and understand that information? His or ours?
Well, that's a good question too. Yeah, I mean, part of what we will do as we cover things going forward is we'll have a better understanding of where he's coming from with stuff. And as we have that understanding, he probably won't have to quite say it as much. He'll probably say things like, "Well, you know where I'm coming from, and you know what I think," and then he'll kind of repeat that, and then that'll sort of be synthesized within the coverage. As time goes on, you know, our questions will get better and better. And the reason that they'll get better and better is because we'll have a better understanding of not only what he's looking for, but what his players are going to say and things like that. And it'll help us. They're not going to be perfect. They're going to struggle. They're going to have bad games. Life won't always be exactly what they want it to be. So we'll understand contextually how to ask questions and how to sort of probe into that, you know, when that time comes. So, yeah, I mean, he definitely has certain beliefs and certain frameworks that he likes to impress on people, and that's where we're at. And it'll be interesting to have that conversation over time. And we'll see what kind of success they have and all the rest.
Sam, I was talking to DB on Monday after the presser, and when we heard Jake Applegate's name get brought up, looked at me and he goes, "Man, you were right." And I said, "Actually, I think
I got
Sam
that from
was right."
That because, was unbelievable.
Because Sam wrote the article when they were talking about, you know, bringing back the fullback, and you thought, hey, if there's anybody that could make a position change, you know, why not Jake Applegate? And I think that was you, right, that said that?
Yeah.
I have that correct. Okay, so I'm happy I can put credit where credit is due here. But, you know, position change has been a big storyline in the early goings of spring. And, you know, as much as people don't want to admit it, maybe even Harburg himself, a position change would likely be his best chance at seeing the football field faster. So with you getting Applegate right, the change from defense to offense, with other potential position changes out there in spring, do you truly believe we'll see, I'll just throw a number, two and a half, I'll set the number at position changes heading into the fall. Do you think we'll see over or under that number?
Over, yeah. I think we'll see more. Now, it may be from one position to another on one side of the ball, but I think you're going to see more. Certainly the tight end position has already been, you know, remade – You know, Bonner's moving sort of from receiver. I think you're going to see some changes on the defensive side of the ball. You're going to see some players leave on the defensive side of the ball. They have to. I mean, and you're going to see, you're probably going to see some players leave a receiver too. But you know, not all the guys that are there right now are going to be there in 2 or 3 months on the defensive side of the ball. They just have too many defensive backs. So, and in my opinion, they have too many scholarship linebackers too. They're going to have to figure out what they want to do with those guys, and those guys are going to have to figure out what they want to do with themselves, whether they want to stay in Nebraska or go somewhere else. So, yeah, I think you're going to see more changes. You know, Applegate would be it was a better offensive player in high school than, in my opinion, than he was defensive, and he was very good on both sides, but he was very good receiver. And so that'll be an interesting one to potentially watch. I don't know if Chase Androff's going to grow into a tackle as opposed to being a tight end. I think that's possible. You know, they already moved Brody Tagaloa. Tagaloa's got to find a spot. The defensive line coach a couple coaches ago didn't exactly recruit the position as well as maybe we thought he would or could. And so I think Tagaloa's a little bit of a tweener. There's probably going to be some edge guys that move to different spots or linebackers who move to edge. They're going to have an emphasis defensively on just absolute speed. And in having that emphasis, you know, it's going to take some time to figure out exactly what they want to do. That's going to be a journey. The thing with the defense is just going to take some time. It won't be an automatic transition. You heard Rule say that he needs to get used to Tony White. Tony Knight needs to get used to him. Rule will say this a lot, where he'll say, you know, I try to be quiet and I try to learn. What I take from that is that Matt Rule could have an opinion on literally everything that's happening on a football play, and he's had to train himself not to share that right away and to kind of process through where he is most helpful as a head coach. And it's not necessarily throughout the entire process. When you're in management, you have to learn. It takes time to learn how to be the most helpful you can be. And that means not necessarily micromanaging X, Y, and Z. So I think he's learning through that process and trying to figure out, okay, I hired this defensive coordinator because I like who he is as a person. I like how he connects to his players, and I like the potentiality of his scheme. Now I need to let this guy kind of do what he does within the context of a staff that I hired. So that's all. That's going to take some time and be challenging.
Unbelievable. Sam, full disclosure, have you and I ever had these conversations before?
No.
Have you had these conversations with Matt Rule before?
No.
Let me tell you something. This is like, oh, man, DB's still in love with Sam McEwen. No, listen. Do you know Coach Rule doesn't enjoy being in position group meetings? He'll try to find something else to do to preoccupy his time because he does not want to overstep or talk too much in those coordinator meetings. He I have no idea how you knew that. But he's learning to pull back the reins in positional meetings so he can empower his coaches to be who he's hired them to be. And he bites his knuckles to do so.
Yeah, I'm sure it's challenging. And part of it's because he has the ability to process very quickly. And he's an external processor. And when people are external processors, they just talk it out. And I'm that way too, incidentally. But like, they just talk through, and there's a lot of people, including some coaches, who really struggle with external processors because they hear everything that the external processor says and don't process it as process. They process it as, you know, dictums, you know, the directives. And I think that's the area where Rule will just have to work through. And again, I think it's going to take time on defense. I think there's an understanding that it's going to take time on defense. I'm more interested in the offense because I think there you've got a quarterback's coach who wasn't going to be the quarterback's coach initially and now is, and you've got other situations where it's just a little bit, it'll be interesting and a little bit complex. We're going to have to watch that and walk through it a little bit and see how it goes.
Sam, say the season rolls around and there's an injury with a high caliber athlete or some type of major incident that takes place with this team, with this program. Do you think we can expect the same, and I keep using transparency because I'm like over the moon with how transparent Rule is. Do you think we can expect the same type of transparency in those moments that was given in the opening spring press conference?
Well, I we'll see. Once you get into the game, I think you're dealing with some, you know, you get into the season, you're dealing with protecting players and their emotions. I think he's very comfortable with, you know, being very honest and transparent about cultural standards, like Anthony Grant suspended because he's not upholding a portion of the culture that we really believe in. I don't know if that's going to be when they make mistakes on the field, because he's actually trying to dial down the amount of criticism that the kids feel and hear based on what's going on with the program. So I think you're going to see more circumspection as you get into the season, because he's going to want to protect the players a little bit.
Sam, give me one off-the-radar guy that you kind of follow and know that you think fits this staff's personality to make an impact that we aren't talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have talked about just about everybody, though. So,
not really. I threw out Booker the second, and people thought I was nuts. But that's just because, yeah, I know him and his dad. But Booker Jr., his personality fits this staff. He fits Coop. Like, so there are guys out there that people aren't talking about.
Yeah, there's probably going to be one of those defensive backs who really warms to Evan Cooper, who didn't necessarily connect with Travis Fisher. I don't know exactly who that is, but maybe it's Booker. Yeah.
Sam, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much. We'll talk again next week.
Fantastic, care, Sam. Bye. Thanks.
We got games and we got the six-pack next.